Vincent, like many young men in the 1970s, fought in Vietnam. However, during his tour of duty, he received a promotion that brought him back to this side of the globe for a most interesting role in the Marines. His story is today's feature on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Vincent Doc Palancia was serving as a Marine in Vietnam when a very unique promotion came his way.
My CO, unbeknownst to me, recommended me to go to HMX-1, which is the Presidential Squadron. And when I got my orders, I mean, I'd been overseas for 19 months, and I'm going like, okay, I'm going from this environment, I'm going to D.C. to be, you know, in the squadron for the president. I'm going like, you got to be kidding me. And they said, nope, it's good.
Today, Doc is retired to the island of St. Thomas, but he says that 40 years ago, he suddenly found himself back home from Vietnam and in charge of a most important passenger.
I was a presidential co-pilot for a Marine One for President Carter for 3.5 years.
The squadron has many duties outside of shuttling the president from the White House to Andrews Air Force Base or Camp David, but it's those trips that are perhaps most memorable to Doc.
I was at Camp David when Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat sat down with President Carter and they hammered out the Israeli Court.
And that work led him to another mission on the other side of the world.
I was fortunate, privileged, to actually go to Egypt when the president went to sign. And then I actually got to fly a UE from Cairo East Airport out into the Mediterranean, into Tel Aviv, technically while Israel and Egypt are still at war. The treaties hadn't been signed yet. So I was there. To me, that was probably the highlight of my Marine Corps career.
HMX-1 allowed Doc to see an amazing slice of history being made every day. More with him next time as we travel the countryside on St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. I'm Andrew McCray.